First and foremost, Pericles was a patriot. His policy is based on the interests of Athens, not self-interest, which is one of the key points that comes through in his successors in the later stages of the Peloponnesian War. Then Thucydides goes on to say, and this is perhaps a standard that may be applied to many a democratic leader in many a society, and he's explaining the success of Pericles. The reason for this was that Pericles, because of his position, his intelligence, and his known integrity, could respect the liberty of the people and at the same time hold them in check. It was he who led them rather than they who led him. And since he never sought power from any wrong motive, he was under no necessity of flattering them. In fact, he was so highly respected that he was able to speak angrily to them and to contradict them. Certainly, when he saw that they were going too far in a mood of overconfidence, he would bring back to them a sense of their dangers, and when they were discouraged for no good reason, he would restore their confidence. So in what was nominally a democracy, power was really in the hands of the first citizen. Well, that's a rather idealized vision of Pericles, penned by Thucydides after he's experienced all of the demagogues and the defeat of the Peloponnesian War. Nonetheless, the standard does hold up quite well in what we can tell of Pericles. He did gain the confidence of the Athenian demos, and he gave a certain unity to 30 years of political life in Athens, over which he presided during the greatest moment of Athenian achievement. And that was because of Pericles' ability in the assembly and his oratory, his ability to lead the assembly. Now, that position of Pericles was achieved due to a unique set of factors. He did not face rivals. He came to a position of authority and settled certain crucial wars in the interests of Athens. In 431 BC, when the final crisis and war breaks out, one could question whether Pericles was operating with the same foresight that he had in earlier years. And furthermore, now Pericles was beginning to face opposition and face the dangers of a major war, and his strategy that he adopted could well be questioned. And so I'm not sure that Pericles' strategy could have won the Peloponnesian War, and I'm not sure that Pericles' policy was designed to prevent the Peloponnesian War, but that is an issue we will look at in the coming lectures. For the moment, his position as the supreme democratic leader and these qualities that are so important were at the heart of the success of the Athenian democracy. They had a leader who could give a coherent policy and could give a unity in a democracy which to the rest of the Greek world looked like an absolutely insane form of government, that the most respected leaders, the traditional leaders of society, were kept out of office. And Pericles made that democracy work and gave an integrity to the Athenian Empire and presided over the great building programs of Athens, so that deservedly this period really should be called the Periclean Age.